Have you ever heard the phrase, when in doubt, do without? Well, that's kind of going to be the concept in today's video. And the reason why is I want you guys to understand that the articles are coming up right now, and a lot of videos are coming up with this as well, saying this, majority of recent home buyers have regrets. But what I want to do is I want to take a deep dive into these regrets and figure out, okay, well, whose regrets are they? Or let's break it down. Who should have helped you or advised you on this? Okay, so whose fault it is. In most of these, you're going to understand whose fault it is, and I'll point it out, and you'll probably agree with me. Then at the end of this video, we'll try to figure out, how do we cure this? Because I don't want like just pointing out problems. I like to solve the whys behind it. So here's what you're starting to see. Majority of recent home buyers have regrets. And then you're starting to see videos like this, you know, buyers renting versus buying. 93% of people regret buying a house. That's just out. Go up through here. There's our ads. You'll regret buying a house this year. And then it just goes on and on and on and on. So those are the ones that we've seen so far. So then I came across this and I'm like, okay, why do people have regrets? And then I read them and I'm like, all those are absurd. All right. So I found this website and kudos to this young man. The website is DallasHomeRealty.com. So if this is you, please reach out to me. I'd love to give you credit for this. But he said in this caption, the biggest regrets homeowners have about their homes or house. Well, let's have no regrets. So let's see what the regrets are. So I did research on this and this guy is dead on. So here's what they are. My house requires too much maintenance. Well, why? Okay. One of the most common regrets among home buyers is underestimating the maintenance required for their new home. So a lot of people are going from a one or two bedroom apartment to maybe a three or four bedroom home, maybe car, you know, two car garage, a basement, all this stuff. It's expensive, folks. Just utilities and cable bills and things like that will add to your expenses. So am I trying to discourage you from buying? No. But what I want you to do is know the reality behind this. Okay, so number two, my house doesn't meet all my needs. Well, why is that? It shouldn't be your mortgage person's fault. It's probably not your realtor's fault unless they just forced you to sign on the dotted line, which I highly suggest you get a new realtor if that's what's happening, but it doesn't meet all your needs. Whose fault is that? Well, you should have done without. If you have doubts, do without. Next thing is, I spent too much. Well, whose problem with that? Here's what I do. And a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, my realtor keeps showing these much bigger homes and my mortgage person, they got me, you know, maxed out. Here's what I do. First thing I do is, okay, what's your time frame look like? Cool. Okay. How's your credit right now? What are you looking at? Have you had any bankruptcies, foreclosures in the past? Are you in good footings right now? How's your job? How long you been there? You know, how's things look there? Do you have money put in a savings account? Do you have money in a 401k? What is your financial positions? Those are how I start. I don't go out, oh, great. Let's see how much we can get you approved for. No. And then I start saying, what are you comfortable paying? How much money do you have? And things like that. And then we customize it to then. And then we try, hopefully your realtor's not pushing you into a much bigger house as well. But you can't blame, you can't always be a victim. You have to, you know, pull your pants up and say, okay, I signed on the dotted line. So if you're buying too high, that's on you, okay, or spent too much. Next thing is, my interest rate's too high. Well, then don't buy. If you can't control the interest rate and the interest rate, you know, is the biggest factor of you buying, then don't buy, okay? There's nothing wrong with renting. Okay. So next thing is, I bought too quickly. When in doubt, do without. Whose fault? Mortgage person? No. Realtor? No. Yours? Yes. Okay. So that's that. My agent pressured me to make an offer. Never. I never want to hear this excuse. Okay. You have to have the guts to say, I don't like this house. And if they don't like that, get another realtor, because in today's market, you're now having to pay your realtor fees. Okay, so work with a realtor you're comfortable writing a paycheck at the end of this whole thing saying, okay, here's your check, and make sure it was worth it. That's all I got to say in that thing. Okay, I didn't like my home's location. Don't buy, please don't buy. Okay, if you don't like the location, then keep looking. Okay, so why would you have a regret because you don't like the location? You should have done your due diligence. I bought a fix-me-upper, but that fix-me-upper cost me more than it was expected. You should have done your due diligence. So it's the mortgage person. I've never even seen the house. Is it your realtor? Well, they saw it, and they, you know, maybe take their information. But do your own due diligence. Get the inspector in there. What's all wrong? Okay, well, now I want to fix it up. And I, you know, get a contractor in there. Get several contractors in there. What would you do? How much would you cost me? So you need to be prepared. Then you see things like this. I bought sight unseen. Why? That's the first question I would ask you. Why? You shouldn't have. Okay, because then if you buy it and then you regret it, it's completely on you on that one. Okay, and I don't like my house. Really? Okay, so we're going to leave it at that. So what we're putting together at this time right now is basically a course, and it's going to be available probably within the next 60 days for you guys. It's going to teach you all this. It's going to teach you how to, you know, break down, is it better to buy or rent in your area? It's going to give you areas or tools that you can check your area. How many houses are for sale? What's the market looking like in your area? And goes through all of that stuff. It's going to give you a budget to figure out how much you can afford. It's going to give you calculators. It's going to give you different, you know, price points on what you can afford and which loan best are the best loan products for you there. It's also going to based on your zip code and where you're going to live. It's going to give you an information on what your utilities and all your other expenses in that area are going to be. It's going to give you a ton of information. It's going to also create a team for you. How do you vet your team? You need a realtor, you need a mortgage person. In many cases, you need an attorney, and your realtor and your mortgage person can help you with those. But you need all these teams together to help you with this. So we're putting together these classes to help you guys navigate it so you're not buying a house that you're going to regret down the road. It's going to be basically, we're going to help you buy a house with no regrets. So that's the video for today. So it wasn't really that educational, but hopefully you can figure out, I don't want to hear from you guys ever if I'm working with you, helping you buy a house. These are the things I don't want you to have regrets on. So if you're working with me, I'm going to make sure that these are in your wheelhouse and you understand exactly what you're getting into. So no, just because I'm a mortgage person doesn't mean I think everybody should be buying a house. And when you start reading these questions through here, you can see, okay, in most cases, the person bought a house, they just did it completely the wrong way. So if you really want to understand real estate and know how it works, other than checking videos every day on, you know, the housing market's going to crash, if you're really looking to buy a house in today's market, I really think you should, you know, I'll give you just one piece of information. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do right down there below, because I can guarantee you one thing. You're going to learn a lot about real estate on my channel. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. I'll see you here tomorrow. Bye-bye.